I mean, it was always a big thing if a man didn't live long enough to see his grandchildren or his child grow up to be of age where they graduated, hell, high school. You got babies being murdered in the street. And, you know, we constantly looking for a solution, but we're not looking for a solution. We have the media, and it's a shame when you have other ethnic groups trying to come up with ideas how they can help us create a different setting and platform for our own group of people. That's sad. That's sad when you see these Caucasians and other groups, you know, leading our protests. A lot of things are changing. And, if they really want to step in, man, you know, I can't do anything about that. But just to reach out to our own minority group, a lot of us gonna have to really start taking a different stance. And I hope you tired of the same old thing, man, because I'm gonna tell you something. As a parent of 3 children and a grandfather of 4, I would never want to know that feeling, what it would be like to lose my child or to lose my grandchildren. And, you know, thinking, what could I have done differently? And to lose them by the hands of their fellow brethren or sisters, it makes no sense. There's no excuse for it. But, you know, we're not responsible at this point the way we should be, because we let so many things that they show on premium channels, that being Showtime, HBO, Stars, and you can probably watch anything from The Wire to Ghost Part 3, whatever the hell's going on right now, Power. A lot of y'all try to reenact that and try to do that, and you're not realizing the lives that you're truly affecting. A mother doesn't carry a child for 9 months, breastfeed this child, nurture this child, love this child, and bring this child up for anybody to take their lives the way that we're losing these young children. It's ignorant, it's disrespectful, and it's cowardly. We shouldn't go to war with one another to this level. Not while we sitting by when we have racist radicals coming out of the woodworks and expressing their hate towards us, and they get away with it. There's nothing being done. So we won't stand up for equality when it comes to our own folks, but we'll murder one another in a matter of seconds off of something simple as, I didn't like what you said on Facebook. A lot of the fathers, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves, because guess what? You didn't raise a quality young man. You got a lot of men, young men out here with absentee fathers. They don't know or have a clue what it's like to be a man. And all you women that promoted what your brother did, what your cousin did, what your daddy did when he was out there doing wrong and having 10 girlfriends or beating on women and things of that nature, when it come to your son or who your daughter may date, don't feel some type of way, because that's where it starts.